With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
He does write for CBS Sports. He's a national college football writer for CBS Sports. One of my favorite guests, the Dodd father, Dennis Dodd, joins us on the show. Dennis, thanks for joining us this morning, friend.
Ken, how are you? I'm glad to be here. And I love Cleveland.
Well, that makes it even better. I'm very happy to hear that. Dennis Dodd, who joins us? Are you still in Kansas?
Yes, I'm at home right now, absolutely.
So he knows all about the Midwest. He knows all about America's breadbasket. This is fantastic. Dennis, you saw the stuff that the NCAA, or what came out with the NCAA with the Supreme Court. I read your article on CBSSports.com. What's maybe the next step for the NCAA, or are they just on life support now?
Well, as I wrote Monday, I think this forbears, I guess, the end of amateurism as we know it, and the NCAA may be close behind, because if you read the opinion and the concurrence by Justice Brett Kavanaugh, he takes a torch to the NCAA, basically says, don't come before us again with these antitrust things, because you have an illegal organization going there that suppresses wages for athletes. And that's what the critics of the association have been saying for years. So if you extrapolate what happened Monday, it's going to open up lawsuits for whatever they have in NIL. And so I think the NCAA is basically a fly on the wall from now on, except for March. Throws a heck of a party in March.
Well, I guess my next question is, there is recruiting going on as we speak. There are players that are going to be, like in Columbus, going to the Woody Hayes Athletic Center. And judging by the way that the ruling, and of course there was no dissent, it was a unanimous decision, the way that decision came down, if I'm a player right now, can a booster give me money, car, free lodging, free whatever? Can I get that right now to go to Ohio State and play football and be eligible?
According to the NIL rules that the NCAA is putting forth as of yesterday, and this does not relate to the decision on Monday, they cannot. But define booster, define inducement, try to enforce it, and it's going to be really, really hard. The only thing the NCAA said is a booster cannot provide money or cars or anything to a high school prospect. But I don't know what that means, frankly, right now. And the National High School Association is going to have to adopt NIL rules sooner or later. And I'll tell you why. There's a company called All-Star Elite that people don't know about. It's a very big company. They sell high school jerseys of stars, LeBron, Tom Brady, Zion Williamson, anybody you can think of who's semi-famous. They have eliminated the middleman. They bought the licenses from the National High School Federation, which I thought was fascinating. If the National High School Federation is making a piece off these high school athletes, why can't the high school athletes? And sooner or later, that'll be a court case. So it's going to be allowed in high school.
So, okay. Like, I know, well, because I always hear in the NFL when we talk about, like, jersey sales, and people go, well, they change their jersey, and go, well, part of it, but really they don't get how the Players Association goes. It's not really like the player directly gets the cut, or it's a very weird rule. But I've always been told, like, hey, the player doesn't get as much as you think they get. It's kind of a pot type of thing. Does that mean LeBron James and Tom Brady don't get money for their high school jersey?
I don't think they do, because again, the National Federation of State High School Associations own those licenses. You know, because I said, you mean, and I'm from St. Louis. I mean, what's his name with the Celtics? Doesn't own that high school, which is a very well-to-do high school, Chaminade, doesn't own his rights. And they said, no, No, it's the National High School Association. But that's one example and probably off topic for now.
All right, Dennis Dodd, joining us on the hotline. Yeah, we have lived with such a construct for so long that this just blows up the entire model. And the doomsdayers, and at times I've been that way, Dennis, I've been concerned about how this projects, what happens with college sports, and whether ultimately it ruins college sports, not for the players, it's great for the players, but whether it ruins it for the fans, people like me. I'm happy players are going to get paid, but I also want college sports to look something like it will today. Do you think it'll continue looking something like it will today, or are we in for just big-time minor leagues going forward?
No, I think it'll be a lot the same.
Okay.
I don't think there's an amount of money that a player can earn that can keep people from filling the shoe or the big house to watch Michigan, Ohio State. You know, when they put on those jerseys, it's still Michigan, Ohio State. Now, can we criticize the quarterback who makes a lot of money for losing? Yeah, that happens now. They get destroyed on social, and they learn, you know, to avoid it. But it's going to become, if you play this out, it's going to become somewhat of a pay-for-play system. But we've already got it now, and people don't realize it. Bowl gifts are pay-for-play. They're capped at $550. So then we're just having a discussion about whether they're four figures, five figures, or six figures. That's pay-for-play. You're getting rewarded for your accomplishments on the football field. I think with NIL, I've already thought this out. There's nothing to keep Coca-Cola from giving a playing bonus to every player in the new 12-team playoff. That gives them access to every player. What's to keep them from getting the top four quarterbacks in a commercial to hawk Coke? If they haven't thought about it, they should. Does that turn off people to the playoffs and teams? I don't think so. I mean, we're conditioned as a country to watch those commercials. It's just going to be different. But the same, it doesn't change the balance of power. Everybody's worried about that. Alabama has an elite NIL platform in place. Guess what? Western Kentucky doesn't. And they're not going to beat Alabama anytime soon, whether NIL's in place or not. So it's going to go on. There'll be exceptions, but it's going on the same way it has for years.
Would that bonus kind of incentivize players to stay and not get ready for the NFL draft?
Well, I think the opt-out discussion is more one beyond the playoff. Now, will it be more of a discussion with 12 teams? It might, but I don't think so. And that's just from here. There may not be a 12-team playoff for 5 years. But I don't think you'll see players opting out willy-nilly out of a playoff because it's a playoff. You're playing for something, a national championship. It will absolutely impact the lower bowls. And I think some bowls will go away. Because the playoff will, you know, the Gator Bowl, I'm just pulling one out of the air instead of a third choice in the SEC, you get the fourth or fifth. And what does that do to attendance? Or because ESPN owns, I don't know, 38 of the 42, is it just programming and we just keep going on? You know, or does it make any difference at all?
Dennis, I'm curious if you think, especially with all the schools crying poor the way they did, and we're not just talking about the little ones, we're talking about the big ones over the last year for good reason. Do we think any of this, whether it's the name and likeness, whether it's expansion to the playoffs, the transfer portal, do you think any of this is going to result in a departure from the Power Five the way we know it, or all the smaller schools like we hear, we have so many fans of Kent State and Akron. Do we think there is going to be a totally different model down the road where the Kent States, the Akrons of the world are doing something completely different?
I don't, because an expanded playoff, I think, keeps the conferences together and kind of reduces the likelihood of conference realignment, but that's not your question. No, I don't. As I mentioned up top, the NCAA does about three things well. Eligibility, enforcement, we can argue about those, and then the tournament, given the Monday decision. Are they being, marginalized? Absolutely. I call it fly on the wall now, from now on. But it's could the Power Five break away? Absolutely. But I think those presidents would have to swallow hard and do that and then create their own tournament where the March Madness operates pretty well. I think everybody agrees. and everybody gets paid for it. The NCAA distributes money for it. So they could do it, but it would take a philosophical shift and a lot of heavy lifting. So I think the NCAA will be in place. It mm-hmm. just won't, you know, it'll be more like, I don't know, the AAU than the NCAA.
I guess what I'm questioning is a bunch of these MAC schools and all these other conferences around the country, are they going to say, why are we even bothering with football? It's really not making them all that much money. It's a total headache when it comes to figuring out for the scholarships and paying for all that when they're really not getting it back the way you would at the bigger schools. Do you think we're going to see some of those just go by the wayside?
I don't. In fact, I see more FCS trying to get into FBS because of this playoff. There's going to be a windfall. When it's in place, there's going to be a windfall when this 12-team playoff comes in. At least double and maybe triple the money now. And if you consider after expenses, teams are getting – CFP is getting $458 million per year on average. That means that goes up to $1 billion. And so that's going to trickle down. They won't get, you know, I think the Power Five gets 78% of the money now. That probably stays the same, but everybody's going to get more.
Yeah,
is it going to be hard to compete? Yeah, it's always been hard to compete.
Sure. Yeah, Des, sorry to cut you off. I'm just wondering from what you're talking about, it almost stands to reason that the Power Five, they don't need Akron and Kent. Why wouldn't the Power Five just do their own thing, cut them out completely, because they don't need to split that money?
Well, you need them to play them. That's another consideration. If 65 schools break off, half of them are going to lose every Saturday. And what have you done then? You know, you've cut your own throat then. So are there scheduling models out there? Yeah, I wrote about it, 2 years ago, where, you know what an expanded playoff does? And this is good for everybody. It makes 10-2 teams eligible to play for the national championship. And what that does is, and you're seeing a handful of schools do it, schedule better. The hurt, as you talk about the MAC will be able to get less guarantee games because Florida, Georgia, Texas, et cetera, are going to play more of each other because they can afford to and make more money doing it. You know, they're getting gouged right now at these guarantees because the smaller schools know that some of these schools, like I'll just pick one, Nebraska, it's so desperate to go to a bowl game, they almost dropped Oklahoma this year to sign up Ball State and would have paid Ball State a handsome fee. So I think that's where the rub comes, that those MAC schools will get less of these guarantee games to balance their budgets. I mean, schools in those conferences, I always say, they play football to play football. You know, they play football to make enough money to play football the next year.
Dennis Dodd joining us on the show, CBS national college football writer, really college sports. Let me ask you about this. Title IX, what would this do to that?
Yeah, that's a concern with NIL and particularly with this. I talked to a source yesterday who estimated that the hit on the Monday decision from the Supreme Court, which is going to allow postgraduate benefits, which the NCAA fought, ironic that they would die on that hill not awarding laptops, for example, the hit for the average athletic department is going to be $1 million. Now, this is optional, but look, every one of these schools, as we're seeing in the NIL discussions, turned into a competition. Oh, we have to stay up with Florida. We have to have our own NIL rule. So most of these schools do it, and the hit will be an average of $1 million. Doesn't sound like much, but it is, and that $1 million will have to come from somewhere. And that $1 million probably will mean the elimination of minor sports to the point that, again, if you play it out, you've got football, basketball, and just enough female women scholarships on the other side to keep balance in terms of Title IX. So it may not impact women's sports directly, but it's going to be more minor sports be cut.
I think that's kind of the bad thing about this because I think we're so passionate. And you know this, Dennis. We're so passionate about college football and men's basketball and women's basketball. But of the top two, like people always argue that. And they go, well, fine, just pay the players. And I go, well, there is a cost to paying the players. And that's going to be a lot of different sports, not just for men, but for women as well, where they're going to operate like a business. They're going to want a healthy bottom line. And if it comes down to their bottom line or sports, they're just going to start cutting some of those sports.
Yeah, I keep telling people, NIL, not a dime has to come from the athletic department. Now, they've set up, again, these platforms, which may cost, I don't know, $100,000 or something to help the players navigate through NIL, and that's more of a recruiting thing than anything else. But the schools aren't paying the players anything in NIL. This just means they can go out and sign car deals, or do commercials, do endorsements. There was a case 4 years ago. This is outrageous. Joe Montana did a California tourism commercial in which he appeared on camera for 5 seconds. There was a kid on the set who was a Division I baseball player and the only person on set who could catch a pass. They said, get in there, kid. He appears on camera for less than a second, made residuals up to $50,000 because it aired internationally, and the NCAA declared him permanently ineligible.
Good.
He got a waiver. He got his money. But that's how diligently the NCAA was fighting NIL rights 4 years ago. So it's not going to come from the schools. The schools right now are resigned to it. They're just saying, as what happened yesterday, because now we got some resolution, just tell us what the rules are. You know, July 1st is going to be huge.
Dennis, I'm sorry. When he just yelled good, it threw me off. I'm sorry. He's joking. He's totally joking.
Doing my Mark Emmert impression.
Oh, Dennis, we thank you very much for the time. Wonderful as always. Follow him on Twitter at Dennis Dodd CBS. Dennis, thank you, buddy.
Yeah, thanks. Appreciate it.
Yes, sir. Dennis Dodd, CBS Sports National College Football Writer. Again, follow him on Twitter at Dennis Dodd CBS. He's one of the very best. And again, on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.